All right, we're still in the sugya of Eid Zomim L'Mafreya or Mikan L'Haba. Let's try to get moving. I'll try not to miss any days this week, so that we'll be able to continue going through the sugya and finish up soon, Amir Tzah Hashem. There is a Tosfos Maseches Bava Kamma on Daf Ayin Beis. There are two parallel sugyas. One sugya is here, and the other in Ayin Beis. Pretty much the Gemara says, more or less the same things in the two places. But Tosfos doesn't have the same comments in both places. So Tosfos raises a very interesting question about the concept of Eidim Zomim, that we say that Eid Zomim is a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush, and what's the Chiddush? That my chaz is the Sam Chasani, Smol Chahani. So we had a Machlokas, Rashi Tosfos, whether the emphasis of the Chiddush is that we do believe the second guys, or the emphasis of the Chiddush is that we don't believe the first guys, right? Whether it's that the first guys are going to become pasul, or it's that the second guys are going to be kosher. So Frek Tosfos in Maseches Bava Kamma, why is it a chiddush that you're going to believe the second guys and pasul, whichever way you want to say it, that the second guys are going to be believed and the other guys are going to be pasul? There's a very basic concept in Ne'emanos called Migo, that whenever a person could have said a better taina where they for sure would be believed, so you always believe them, Migo, that they could have said that taina. No matter what they say now, Migo, they could have said a better taina, so you would always believe them. So we generally think of Migo in terms of taina. One guy says, you owe me money, and the other one says, I paid back, or whatever. Migo, that he could have said, lolavisi, that's a Migo da'aza, but, whatever the case would be, Migo, that he could have offered a different taina. We very rarely, never really in Shas, do we find Migo in terms of edels, that edim are believed because if they wanted to say a better edels, they could have said a better edels. They could have said an edels that for sure would have been believed. So why is that? Why is that that we only have Migo in regards to a taina when two people are arguing and positioning their cases, and we don't have Migo ever in terms of edus? So is it just a coincidence? The Gemara gives the example about tainas, but really it could apply to edus as well? Or is there something fundamental about edus that you can't say a Migo? So in order to answer that question, we need to understand how edus operates, and we also need to understand how Migo operates. Are you familiar with the famous Chakira about Migo, Rav Chanan's Chakira? I think we must have discussed at some point in the past whether Migo is a din in Ne'emanos or a din in Koach HaTaina. That's Rav Chanan has two possibilities of how Migo works. Is Migo that I have Ne'emanos because if I was going to lie, I could have told a better lie? Or it's not a din in Ne'emanos. It's not a din that I'm believed because of that. It's that the same, I have the power to be believed. Why do I have the power to be believed? Saying something else, I would have been believed. So I have a koach hataina. I have the power to get my way. So it doesn't matter what the actual words of my taina are when I have the power to get my way. So I automatically, whatever I say, we're automatically going to listen to. So my nafkamina, whether it's just to illustrate a little bit what the nafkamina would be if it's a din ne'emanos, a din koach hataina, they sound very much the same. So, I guess the way to say it is it that the fact that I could have said something else and I didn't shows that I must be telling the truth? Because if I wanted a lie, I could have told a better lie, right? So it must be that I'm telling the truth, the fact that I didn't say the best possible lie. Or is it, it's not a right, it's not nemanah, it's not a right that I'm telling the truth. It's that I have the ability to win. So that ability to win is going to carry over to whatever I actually say. It doesn't matter, because there is something I could say where I could win and it would be checkmate, I'd be done. So that ability to win carries over to whatever words actually come out of my mouth. L'may nafkamina. Let's say it's what we would call a migo da ha'aza, that I could have told the taina that I would have been believed, but it's something I never would have done. It's if you say I could have told a better lie, but that better lie is better in the sense that you would have believed me, but I never would have told such a lie because it's just too chutzpahdik to tell such a lie. Like to say, lo lavisi, to say I never borrowed money, and the guy standing right there, the guy did me a favor, I was down and out, I needed money, and he's the one that went out of his way to offer me money. So yeah, I could have said I never borrowed money and been believed, but I never would have actually done that. I never actually would have said that. So if you say that Migo is a din ne'emanos, why didn't he tell the best lie? It must be because he's telling the truth. Well, then you wouldn't be able to say that by a Migo da'aza. Why? Because why didn't he tell the best lie about Migos Ha'aza? Because the best lie would have taken so much chutzpah, he just doesn't have the guts. It's not because he's telling the truth. He just doesn't have the guts to lie like that. So then there's no ne'emanos. But if Migo works midin koachataina, right? If Migo works midin koachataina, that I have the ability to be believed. Now, whether I would actually use that ability or not, it's irrelevant. But I have the ability to be believed. Mimela, whatever I say, you should believe. Because I have the koach, I have the ability to have you believe me. So even if I could have been believed only by having a chutzpah that I don't possess, only by saying something that I would never say, but still that koach, that ability to be believed would still work. So then Migo Da'aza should be okay.
Why can't you say that chutzpah thing by a regular case of Migo also? Like that you don't have the chutzpah to call yourself completely unpatur, but like,
right, so you have to look at each migo, see whether it's really a big chutzpah, whether it's something that requires a certain sense of azus, or it's not something that requires a certain sense of azus, that it wouldn't require as much chutzpah. But to be kafwe tova to someone who lent me money right in front of his face and say that you never did anything for me, so that requires a certain sense of azus. But not every time that I have a taina that I'd be believed doesn't necessarily require azus. Doesn't always necessarily require chutzpah. Lying obviously always requires a certain measure of chutzpah, but it doesn't necessarily require that same level of chutzpah. So those are the two possibilities of the mechanics of migo. So now, with that in mind, Frek Tosos Maseches Baba Kama says, I don't understand. Edom Zomim is not a Chiddush. Edom Zomim is Pashut that you're going to believe the second guys. They have a Migo. Migo that they could have said. Anyone know what the Migo is? They could have said Gazlanim. They could have said the first two guys are Gazlanim. So they should be believed when they say that the Imanu Hiyisa. Right? It's not a Migo as a regular Migo. Migo that they could have said the guys are Gazlanim and they'd be believed. Two Edom could testify about other people that they're Psuleidus, for sure. So why aren't they believed to pasul them? Of course, it's no chiddush. They should be believed to pasul them. That's Tosis Kasha. Right? Tosis asks Kasha. Other Rishonim asks Kasha as well. Ramban asks the Kasha. This is the Kasha of the Rishonim. Yeah?
Does that apply even if they were in Gazlanim?
Even if
they aren't.
They're not Gazlanim.
It seems weird. You're using a lie to pasul Edom who you say are lying.
Right. Right, meaning the idea of Migo is I could have, if I was lying, I could have told a better lie. If I was just out to get you and I just wanted to apostle you, so I could have done better. I could have said you're a Gazlan, and then I would have apostled you. If that was my only interest, just apostling you, and I was telling a lie, I could have said you're Gazlanim. But I don't want to tell a lie, so I'll tell the truth. Imanu
Yisem. Well, I could have lied.
I could, right, and that's why you should believe me. That's the concept of Migo in general. That's the concept of Migo. So Tosfos Baba Kama, it's in source number 10, I think it is, in the packets. So a little bit down into the into that long Tosfos, he raises this kasha. Yeah, about last one line is Yesh, about 10 lines before the end of the passage. V'im Tomar, V'loma havi chiddush klal. Why is this a chiddush? V'loma nadin Yesh lahamin basrayi. We should of course believe the second set with a migo that if they wanted to they could have passed the first set with by saying they're gazlanim. So it says it's a better kasha. It's not only a kasha, what's the chiddush v'edim zomim, it's a kasha on the whole machlokas amoraim about hachasha. What do we say v'edim hachasha? So we say that both sets are suspect. How suspect are they? Okay, machlokas amarayim, whether they're allowed to testify in other cases. Fractosos, no, we should say be'edus hachasha, two edim contradict each other. The second set is always kosher, and the first set is always pasul. Because the second set, first set comes and says Reuven killed Shimon, second set comes and says Reuven didn't kill Shimon, we should believe the second set, because if the second set really wanted to lie and just save Reuven from being prosecuted, you know what they could have said? That the first set of edim are gazlanim, and they would have been believed. And that right away would have gotten Reuven off the hook. So Migo that they could have said Gazlanim even by Achasha. By Edom Zomim, okay, it's a halbutzari. You can ask by Edom Zomim, oh, what's the big chiddush? But the din's not going to change. It's a bigger kasha on Achasha. Because now we're going to change that. We want to say the din doesn't make sense. Right? The din by Achasha that we're going to suspect both sets of Edom of being problematic. So says Tosos, Omri, to lo shayich Migo el ba'adam echad. Aval b'shnei bnei adam lo shayich migo, de'in das shneim shava. Okay, so one possibility he says, very practical. Migo is that if I was going to tell a lie, I could have told a better lie, right? You can't say that if I was going to lie, I would have told a better lie when you're dealing with two people. Because it's very hard for two people to tell a lie. It's very, very difficult for two people to get together and plan on telling a lie. Because there's always one detail that's going to be off. It's very, very difficult for people to plan together. That's why the Gemara says when we deal with Eidim, we take them separately, we ask them the story separately, and then we have them be made together. Because there's always going to be something. If they're lying, there'll be something. Something that they didn't think of coordinating in advance. So you can't say, Migo, that I could have lied when you have two Eidim. That's why in Gan's Shas, you only find Migo by a Taina, you never find Migo by Eidim. If you accept that, what if it's a group of people against another group of people? In a court case. It's not one against one. It's not Reuven against Shimon. It's a group against another group. The people versus, smokers versus the Marlboro company for making smoking look cool for all those years by having that cool Marlboro man or whatever. Right? So they're suing them for millions and millions of dollars. We thought smoking was cool. We didn't realize that it kills you. Good? So it's all these different people are involved.
Why is it any different than two? Two and two.
So that's what I'm saying. According to what Tosfos is saying, it's not a din in Eidos versus a Taina. There's no din that Migo works for Tainas, but it doesn't work for Eidos. It's a din in how many people you have. You can never say a Migo when it involves more than one person having to lie. So even if it's a Taina, but it's more than one person, you wouldn't be able to say a Migo. L'chora, according to the first answer of Tosfos, yeah?
How does Migo work? Isn't it the Beistin's logic? Like, isn't it the Beistin saying when they make the claim, when the Eidim make the claim, it's based in saying,
Not Eidim. Normal Migo is not Eidim. It's the Baal Din. The Baal Din says, look, I don't owe that money because A, and Beistin says, well, if you really wanted to get off the hook, you could have said
exactly.
B.
So why can't we say, who cares what they're really thinking? It's one, they're saying one thing, the Eidim, and then the Beistin could come and say, look, these Eidim said one thing, and it's very possible they could have said something different, so maybe we should believe them. It's not...
But they couldn't have, because they wouldn't have gotten away with it. If they would have tried to say something different, they're telling the best lie, because had they tried a different lie, they wouldn't have gotten away with it.
Why not?
Because they wouldn't have been able to coordinate.
By saying they're correspondent?
Yeah, it's simple.
I mean, it's not that tough by saying they're
Gazlanim. You don't just go in and say they're Gazlanim, because what makes them Gazlanim? I saw them steal. What did you see them steal? I saw them steal from Mr. Cohn's jewelry shop. Yeah, where's Mr. Cohn's jewelry shop? It's on 47. And what time of day was it? Where was the sun exactly? What was the guy wearing when he stole? They'll start asking all sorts of questions. There's a lot of detail. The words Gazlanim sound simple, but it doesn't actually play out that way. Right? They're a lot more detailed questions. But I think if you think about this Tosos, what understanding of Migo is Tosos working with? Again, we have two possible understandings. Either it's, if I wanted a lie, I could have told the best possible. I could have told an even better lie. The fact that I didn't tell a better lie shows that I must be telling the truth. Right? Or, I had the ability to be believed. So take whatever I'm saying, koachateina, and believe me with whatever I'm saying, because I have the ability to have said something else and been believed. It seems... let's take one at a time. Tulsa says you're not going to say Migo when it's multiple people. So the first understanding of Migo, Ne'amanus. I must be telling the truth, because if I wanted to lie, I would have told something else. Right?
But he couldn't have said something
else. So I couldn't have said something else. So clearly Tulsa would work very well with that understanding of Migo. Okay. You couldn't have said something else. What about Koch HaTaina? What does Koch HaTaina mean? Koch HaTaina doesn't mean that I actually could have gotten away with it. It's not about practically I could have gotten away with it.
You could have made a better claim.
It's that I am inherently a believable... I inherently have Ne'amanus over here. Because of a claim that would have been believed if I would have been able to pull it off. It doesn't matter whether I actually pulled it off or not. Or I actually could have pulled it off. Because I could have been able to pull it off, and I have this inherent Ne'amanus, so it doesn't matter what actually comes out of my mouth. When I say it, pretend I said the other thing that you would have for sure believed. So it's not that... It's not that there's a raya that I'm telling the truth, because if I was going to lie, I would have told a better lie. It's that take that same ne'amanus that I would have had I told the other thing and apply it to what I'm saying right now. But I absolutely have that ne'amanus. So Tosa seems to be assuming one side in the chakira of what Migo's about. He seems to be assuming that Migo's about ne'amanus, not about kohachataina. Because if we're about kohachataina, it should make absolutely no difference whatsoever if it's one person or multiple people.
Unless you say if you screw up, each one can screw up the taina when they're separate.
No, because kohachataina has nothing to do with whether I would have gotten away with it. It has to do with the fact that inherently, since there's something to say that would have been believed, so whatever I say, apply the ne'amanus I would have had there and just apply it to what I'm actually saying.
Saying a half-truth would count as a whole truth.
Yeah.
With multiple people, then you wouldn't have that ne'amanus. Because the whole point of the ne'amanus is you would be believed since you
no,
could
have been. No, you'd still have kohachataina. That there is a taina that works here. Now, could I have pulled it off? It doesn't matter. There's a taina that works here. So the ne'amanus that goes with that taina is automatically applied to whatever I actually say. That's the idea of kohachataina. It's not that it's ne'amanus, that I must be believed because if I was going to lie, I would have told a better lie. It's that there is an inherent, I don't want to use the word ne'amanus because it confuses it, but there is an inherent ability to get my way here. Inherently, because there is some taina that I could have said. So take that acceptability of that taina and apply it to what I actually say. I don't think it requires that I would have actually had to have been able to get away with saying the other taina. It's that inherently in this case, since there is a taina that automatically would have been accepted, we apply that acceptability to what I actually do say.
But when there's two people, maybe there isn't the taina that would necessarily be accepted, because you know.
There is, if we would be able to pull it off. But you don't have to actually be able to pull it off. You just have to know that there is a koach taina. That there is a certain level of acceptability that these people have.
Can't you say that level of acceptability only applies when it's one person and not?
You could. I don't think that's the way Rav Chaim sets up the chakira. I think the way he understands kolachataina is just that it is not. It's not on a practical level. It's just that these edim have a certain built-in credibility because there's something that could have been accepted, even if it practically wouldn't have been accepted. Yeah, logically you could certainly say that. Logically, certainly.
Why can't Tosfos be saying that you could have, in general, people have that call the taina, but you don't because you're two people. And
okay, maybe I think that's what Judah's saying. Yeah, I think you could say that. I don't think that's the way Rav Chaim sets up call hataina. I think he understands call hataina is not a practical thing. It's an inherent quality that you have walking into court.
It doesn't seem like MS. Like,
well, the whole concept of Migo is not MS.
But this
I shouldn't say it's not MS. Yeah. It doesn't. The whole thing is shady, right? I would have been believed. I would have.
This is a lot more than the other reason we were saying. We could say that the sky is blue, and therefore you have to believe us that he killed him. It just seems like it's too flaky.
I'm not sure how to respond. I'm not sure. Let's one more. Yeah.
Yeah. Can the chakira be made just like the way Ornath put it before? The first idea of ne'amanus, like I could have told a better lie, that's when the edim or the person making the taina is speaking. But the call to be believed, that's when that's saying that Migo is when the basin is pretty much making a claim for you. Like the first one is no, I could have said that, but I'm saying this instead. And the other one is basin is saying, you had something better to say and you didn't say that.
One is more based on the guy, one is more based on the Bezdin.
Right.
And then Nafkamina would still be Migo Da'aza, because Bezdin, you wouldn't have the chutzpah to say it, so if it's guy-based, if it's the guy himself, so then, well, you wouldn't have the chutzpah to say you lose your Migo. But if it's Bezdin-based, so Bezdin doesn't care whether you would have the chutzpah to say it or not, Bezdin says, but I think that's what Kochatana means. That Bezdin says, you could have done that. You know, you therefore walk in with a certain credibility, and we're going to give you that credibility no matter what you say. Even if you don't say what would have been best. Let's see weiter. Let's see the next answer to Tosfos. Va'od nira, t'ktsas dami haimigo l'migo b'makam edin. There's a rule of migo b'makam edin. If I've, one of the Bali Din comes in and says, I don't owe the money, and believe me that I don't owe the money because I could have said something where I for sure would have been able, let's say I say, I paid back the money on, on X and, a certain date, and believe me that I paid back the money on that date, because if I could have, if I wanted to lie, I could have said I never borrowed the money. Then Adam come and say, what are you talking about? We were with you that entire day. You never paid back the money that day. We saw you the whole time. You never, ever paid back the money that whole day. So that's called the Migo Makam Adam. You're not going to believe a guy with Migo. Believe what I'm saying, because I could have said something better, when we know that what you're actually saying is a lie. I don't care that you could have said something better. What you're actually saying, we know we have Adam against it. It's a lie. Says Tosos, this case is Migo Makam Adam. Believe the second to Adam when they say Imanu Yisem. Because they could have said, you're Gazlani. Yeah, but the first two guys are saying, we're not Gazlani. I'm sorry, the first two guys are saying, we weren't with you. The Imanu Yisim is a lie. So you can't apply Migo that you should believe the second guy, Migo they could have said Gazlani, but we know what they're saying is against what Adim say. The Adim are saying that we weren't with you. So it's a Migo Makam Adim. Why does Tosa say it's Ksas dummy to Migo Makam Adim? Why is it only Ksas dummy? It sounds exactly like Migo Makam Adim. So Tosa tells you why in the next line. It says, V'yafpi sheyesh kemokein Adim im hamigo ein b'kach klum. So the reason why it's only Ksas dummy is because normally Migo Makam Adim is, I'm a single guy, I come into court alone, claiming I'm a bal din, and I claim I don't owe money. Believe me, I don't know money with Taina A. Migo, I could have said Taina B. Adim come and say, but Taina A is a lie and we know it for sure. Right? That's Migo Makam Adim. It's my word against Adim. Who do you accept when it's my word against Adim? Adim. Open and shut case. Over here, when you're dealing with a Migo that you want to give to Adim, what does it turn out to be? Adim's word against Adim. It's not an open and shut case. It's not my word against Adim, it's Adim's against Adim. So maybe the whole concept of Migo Makam Adim is only because Adim have so much more Ne'emanos than the Baal Din. But when it's Adim against Adim and neither has more Ne'emanos than the other, maybe you're not going to say Migo Makam Adim. So that's why it tells us it's only Ksas Dam. Va'od. So I'm saying, which understanding of Migo is that working with? The second answer it tells us is Migo Makam Adim. I don't think you can tell. Because at the end of the day, no matter which understanding of Migo you have, Migo Makam Adim doesn't work. So if this is called the Migo Makam Adim, it doesn't matter what understanding of Migo you're working with. It's Migo Makam Adim, so it's not going to work. Is there inherently something about Adim that we're not going to say Migo versus a Baal Din? Why is every case in Shas of Migo about a Baal Din and not about Adim? Meaning, what I mean to say is, what about the Nafmina we gave before? It's, all the smokers of the last 50 years against the Marlboro Company. So it's a whole group of people that are coming with a Taina, and they're saying, believe our Taina, amigo, that we could have said a better Taina. And then Adim come and say, yeah, but the Taina you guys are saying is false, and we know it's false. They're saying it b'toras Taina. They're not saying it b'toras Adim, they're saying b'toras Taina. And two of them come and say, yeah, but the Taina that you guys are saying is totally patently false. So what would you say? Is that an open and shut case that you believe the Adim over the Balei Din? Or is it only an open and shut case that you believe Adim over a Baal Din? What are you telling? What do you think?
What's the difference? Baal Din, Baal Din.
Oh, meaning Adim are inherently more believable, why, than Balei Din, why? Balei Din are multiple people also. So it's all the smokers of the last 50 years against Marlboro. Because they're Adin, and therefore they are?
They're secondary, they're not primary.
They're impartial, right? They're not involved. It's not about them. It's about the case involves the Balei Din. So Adin might have inherent Ne'emanus over Balei Din, right? So Adin are always going to, it's not about numbers. The chilek between why we say Migo only by Baal Din in Shas, and we never say it about Adim, is not because a Baal Din is normally one person and Adim is multiple people. That was the first answer of Tosos. This answer is saying nothing to do with numbers. It's about the fact that there's a migo b'makom when you're dealing with Eidim. It's the migo is not going to work because it's a migo b'makom Eidim. When you're dealing with Eidim going against other Eidim, it's a migo b'makom Eidim. Whereas by a baldin, it's not a migo b'makom Eidim. Meaning, one second, I'm getting confused now. In our case, we're saying that it's not going to be believed because it's a migo b'makom Eidim. You can't. So there's nothing inherently about Eidos that you're not going to say Migo. It's just when you're against other Eidim, we're not going to say Migo. Right? When you're against other Eidim, you're not going to say Migo. Bale Din against other Eidim, we're also not going to say Migo. No matter how many Bale Din there are. Right? It doesn't matter. Normally, Bale Din against Eidim, it involves one guy. Even if it's multiple guys, we won't say Migo. Right? With Bale Din. Yeah. Question?
Yeah, we're saying that Eidim are better than a Baal Din because the Eidim are impartial.
Mm-hmm.
So would we say that the second Eidim that are trying to make them Zomim or try to cancel out those other Eidim, that they're no Geir B'davar and we shouldn't believe them at all?
Why?
Because they could be coming for a certain agenda in the case. Like
anyone could have an agenda, but the case isn't about them. Meaning nothing would happen to them had they stayed home. A Baal Din stays home, he's going to lose his money. So I think that's what it is. Is the case about? We'll discuss that more, exactly what makes you part of the case and what makes you an aid. Let's see the next answer to Tosfos. Va'od, dilo adiv migo me'edim. What's the highest form of ne'emanus in Judaism? Edim. Let's say you have two edim against two edim. And the two edim, the first set, brings another two Eidim to help them out. So it's four against two.
Doesn't matter.
Trei Kameya. Right? If the best thing a person could ever have in a Jewish court is Eidim, and no matter how many Eidim you bring at this point, once you already have two, no matter how many more Eidim you bring, it's not going to help you. Well, then Migo's not going to help you either. What do you want to say? Believe the second guy's Migo that they could have said. Gazlanamatem. A Migo doesn't help. Because Amigo can't be better than Eidim. Right? You're not gonna if they had 100 Eidim helping them saying that Imanu Yisen, it wouldn't be any better. So Amigo's not gonna be better. Because Eidim is even stronger than Amigo. How do I know Eidim is stronger than Amigo? Amigo Magam Eidim, it doesn't work. Eidim is stronger than Amigo. Very logical. Right? Very logical. Which understanding of Amigo does that work with? Now, think about it. The whole idea, right, ne'emanus, it seems like, right? That it's, they got to be believed. Because if they were going to lie, they were going to say better. But there's nothing more believable than to win. And that wasn't going to get them to be believed. So this isn't going to get them to be believed either. The whole idea of koach hataina, l'chora shouldn't apply to Eidus. The whole concept of koach hataina, l'chora shouldn't apply to Eidus. Because what's koach hataina? Koach hataina is when Bali Din are present trying to make themselves win. The inherent assumption of Eidim is that there's not anyone trying to make themselves win. The inherent assumption of Eidim is being impartial, reporting as you see it. The whole concept of koach hataina, to say that, believe me, because if I was going to be a liar, I could have said something better, maybe you could say that by Eidim. But to say koach hataina, what do you mean koach hataina? Just report what you saw. So the whole concept of koach hataina is very difficult to apply to Eidos. Says Ramban. Yeah.
It's logical, but Eidos plus Migo could still be better than Eidos by itself. Just because Migo is lower than Eidos, since you have Eidos.
Ah, very good.
But there's no addition, because that's the same thing, that Eidos is the highest form. You're not helping with something inferior.
Let me give you a mashal. There is a rule in halacha, say del chalo sase. So what's stronger, the asay or the lo sase?
Asay.
Yasay,
no.
Right?
No. Well,
asay is del chalo sase, so
it's very
strong.
Strong.
Let's say the lo sase has an asay on its side. So the rule is Eina say Dochalos Hasei Vasei. And an asay is not strong enough to push away los asay vasay. What's more chamer, an asay or a los asay? Los asay is more chamer. For some reason, asay is dochel los asay. If a los asay is more chamer, why does having an asay on the side, which is less chamer, help it? Because they're different. They're different. They work differently. Meaning, a trey kimeya. You're right. 180 in the same thing as 280. What? Trey kimeya. I could have 180 in the same thing as 7280, right? But it's all edos. I already exhausted my ability to prove my case with edos by having two. So having 100 is not going to make a difference. Adding two more Adim, it's not that two Adim isn't strong enough and Migo is stronger than two Adim. It's that adding two Adim is adding zero. I already hit the max with Adim. And it wasn't enough. I need something additional. Migo is something additional. So what I'm suggesting is, yeah, you're right. If I have two Adim against two Adim, so bringing another two Adim on one side isn't going to tip the scale. Therefore, and there's nothing stronger than two Adim, so Migo shouldn't tip the scale. The reason bringing another two Adim doesn't tip the scale is because I already have it. It's not because they're not strong enough. Trey Kamea, I already have that. And the other side has it too. So now I need something else to tip the scale. Very logical argument that you can make against Tosos. Unless, so you have to say, what's the lambda of Tosos? Why does Tosos think that that's not true? Why does Tosos think you add two more Adim? So you have to say is that what Tosus holds is that Trey Kimea, or the concept of two Adim, is the most Ne'amanus you're ever going to get. There's nothing you could do to increase your Ne'amanus beyond Shnei Adim. Not by adding another. And that's what Trey Kimea means. It's not that the next two Adim are zero. It's that you've hit a ceiling. And you can never go through that ceiling no matter how much those two Adim are tremendous. But there's nothing, there's no further that they can take you. You've already hit the ceiling of your Ne'amanus. And Mele Migo can't take you any further either, because you've already hit the ceiling of your Ne'amanus. That's the Lamdus L'chora, you know, that tells us assuming in the idea of Trey Kamea. L'chora. Take a look at the Ramban. I just want to get to this Ramban before we stop. The Ramban also deals with this Migo question. And the Ramban says, unbelievable. At least the way the Maril Diskin understands it, the way the Baruch Ver quotes the Maril Diskin to explain this Ramban. Let me say it outside first, then we'll see if we can see it inside. Migo works me din ne'amanus, let's say. Right? Does Eidos work me din ne'amanus? Are Eidim kosher or apostle based on their ne'amanus? Based on whether they're believable guys? Well, sometimes, yeah.
As long as they're not
apostle. As long as they're not apostle. So sometimes you have people who are apostle Adim, even though they're 100% Ne'aman. Where do you have that? Moshe Aaron, Karov, right? If you have Moshe and Aaron testify, two most people of greatest integrity in the history of Jewish people, it could be. But they happen to be brothers. So they can't be Adim. So what does Migo do? Migo says, I have Ne'amanus. That's not why Eidos works. Obviously what makes Eidos tick is not purely Ne'amanus. Because you have Psula Eidos that have all the Ne'amanus in the world, and yet we don't allow them to be Eidim. So Migo gives you plenty of Ne'amanus, but you need more than that to be an Eid, to be believed in Eidos. Why is it that the Gemara in Gan Shas, whenever it uses Migo, always uses Migo in the context of a Baldin? Because by Baldin, we're interested, do we believe him or do we not believe him? So Migo is going to say, okay, believe him. But we never use it in the context of Eidim, because Eidim isn't about do we believe them. It's about are they kosher Eidim? For whatever reason, it's Gzeres HaKasim. And Eidim are believed when they're kosher Eidim. But it doesn't work, Mikoch Ne'amanus. Take a look in, you know, instead of the Ramban now, take a look at 13 in Rebaruch Be'er. Me'ach Shafilu Moshe, Birch Shmuel's Rebaruch Be'er. Me'ach Shafilu Moshe V'arun Shnei, ain't Safek B'Ne'am Usam, ain't Ne'amanu B'Tar Zedus, B'Yosam Krovim. Moshe and Aaron, where we have no doubt about their Naamanus. They're not believed. Betoros Eidos, if they're Krovim. Lamanu She'in Din Eidos Novea Klal Min Naamanus. Eidos doesn't emerge from Naamanus. Elu Gzeres HaKlasov. It's just Gzeres HaKlasov that Eidos works. Mimela Eif Shal Yelam Lahamin Leidim B'migo Shem Ratzu Hayu Me'idim Bofen Achem. Migo is never going to work for Eidim. Shari Gamma Yemidim Bofen Achem Lo Yonamanim. Because if they would be made in some other way, they wouldn't be Naaman. They may be acceptable. We may listen to what they say, but it's not Naaman. El Shah says, Gzeres HaKosim Shanekablim. We would just have a Gzeres HaKosim that we have to do as they say. But it's not that we believe them. This is obviously assuming Migo works me din Naamanus. But I said, if Migo works me din Naamanus, so the extra Naamanus isn't going to help you. But if they don't say the Eidus that the Torah says we have to listen to them on, so then there's no Gzeres HaKosov that we have to listen to them. That's why Migo doesn't work. That's our Baruch Ber. It's a tremendous Chiddush in Eidus. And Eidus isn't Naamanus driven at all. I would have said different. I would have said Eidus is very much driven by Naamanus. Elamai, there are certain cases where even if you have Naamanus, still, Gzeres HaKosov that you puzzle. Not that the kashrus of any Eidos isn't driven by Naamanus. It's that it's driven by Naamanus for sure. But the Eidos can be puzzled even without chipping away at that Naamanus. By being Krovim or whatever. He just says, no, the fact that Krovim or Kashrus must be, or puzzle, must be that it's not a din in Naamanus at all. Ooh, that's a big chiddush. So we'll have to, okay, well, tomorrow, I guess we'll work on what exactly the machlokes is between Abaye and Rava. I apologize for being late today again.